Put two dozen in your washing machine. Finest duds you've ever seen. Figure news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new Duz brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Would anyone like a cocktail before dinner? Trudy?
No, thanks, Bill.
How about you, Papa?
Who, me? Man, Billy. Once in a while, I like a glass of beer, maybe a glass of wine. But nothing stronger than that.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to drink alone.
Maybe Bertha will join you.
She's not too much of a drinker, but I'll go out in the kitchen and ask her if she'd like something.
Can't make you change your mind, Trudy.
No, not a chance, Bill.
Okay, then.
Trudy.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking, Papa.
There ain't nothing wrong with having a little something to drink once in a while. But Willie, he ain't never liked nothing to drink. Only lately. Well, he's always got something in the hand, and...
Papa, I could be mistaken. But I've had the feeling for some weeks now that Bill not only takes a drink at home, but he does.
Yeah. You think maybe he has one or two before he comes home.
Well, Poppy, he said himself that the men in the office get together at the end of the day and stop in somewhere for a glass of beer or a cocktail. Now, there isn't anything wrong in it, except if it becomes a habit.
Oh, Trudy, Willie ain't that much of a drinker.
Well, from what I've read, Papa... Not that I know too much about it, but it seems as though once a person gets into the habit of needing a stimulant or thinking he needs a stimulant...
Trudy.
Well, I couldn't find any customers.
Yeah, I didn't interrupt any conversation, did I?
No.
Well, it certainly got awful quiet when I came into the room. Look, can't I get someone a glass of ginger ale, a Coke, or something?
Huh? No, it's too close to dinner time, Bill.
Okay, sorry. Well, here's to your health. And cheers.
You can't quite make up your mind, can you, Bill? Whether there's a tension in the room or whether you yourself are under attention. Perhaps it's a little of both. After all, you've had something on your mind for the past 24 hours, something you'd like to discuss with the family. And yet, you're not certain whether you should. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Duds.
Yes, for white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Duds. Duds does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to Duds. Duz gives me white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use Duz next wash day and inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Duz can promise this because of the way Duz is made. Only Duz, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two modern detergents. Only Duz contains these quantities of rich, real soap, balanced with two modern detergents.
That's why Duz gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. That's truly why Duz does everything and does right by your hands. Get Duz today. You'll say it, too.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Duz.
I
Want to see a movie tonight, Bert?
My dear husband, by the time I prepare dinner, serve it, wash the dishes, and get the kitchen straightened, I'm in no mood to see a picture.
Not even Clark Gable, Bert?
Not even Clark Gable. I'm tired and a bit weary.
You don't look tired, Bertha.
How I look and how I feel, Papa Bauer, are two different things.
Maybe right here in the living room we could see a little television,
Oh, no, not tonight, Papa. I've been eating, sleeping, and drinking television for the past week, and... well, I can skip it for a night without missing it one bit. Now, what I need is a little diversion.
It seems to me, Bill Bauer, that your work is a diversion. Playing golf, lunching, cocktail.
Oh, you think that's a diversion, huh?
Well, what else?
Well, honey, I don't think you realize the tension a man is under in the advertising game.
You look very relaxed to me, Bill.
Well, I am, Trudy. A bit relaxed now.
Too relaxed.
How is business, Willie?
Very good. No complaints.
That's fine. Well, if you'll excuse me, I'll be looking at the paper. You want part of it, Rudy?
Oh, yes, Papa. The inside section, please.
That's it. Thank you.
I had a talk with Mr. Chambers today.
About his house in Beverly Hills?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you just about decided to skip it.
Well, I thought so, too, but...
But what, Bill?
Well, Ted thinks it's a goodbye.
Has he seen the house?
Oh, yes. He's been in it many times. He says it's not only a lovely house, but beautifully furnished.
What's the price, Bill?
$50,000.
What did you say?
$50,000. I guess it's a real buy. You see, that includes everything, the house, furnishings. You see, Papa, Mr. Chambers is being transferred to our New York office, and it looks like a permanent deal as far as Chambers is concerned. So he wants to get rid of everything on the coast and take an apartment in New York. He doesn't feel that any of the furnishings he has in his home here will fit in with a New York apartment. So he wants to sell the whole thing lock, stock, and barrel.
Did you tell him we'd come over and look at it?
I didn't make any definite appointment. I told him I'd like to think about it.
Think about it? Ah, Willie, $50,000. That's what you got to think about. $50,000 that you ain't got.
Ted offered to let me take $25,000.
He what?
Yeah. You know, when we talked about it the other morning, I told you I wouldn't even consider it.
Yes, I know. That's why I hadn't mentioned it anymore. You said we couldn't afford it, and, well, I knew we couldn't, so I just put it out of my mind. Why should Ted let you have $25,000?
Yeah, even with $25,000.
Yeah, I know. But what with the mortgage Ted could arrange for on the house, he thought I could swing it.
Mortgage?
And a loan, Bill. Now, is that a terrific responsibility?
Yeah, but on the other hand, Ted feels it would be quite an asset.
An asset?
Mm-hmm.
How does he figure that out? Between paying Ted back and interest and principal on the mortgage, what do you think you are going to have left to live on?
Well, he told me I was due for a raise in a few months.
Oh, that's wonderful, Bill. And you've kept all this to yourself. You haven't said a word to anyone. Why?
I don't know. I'm a little bit scared of the whole proposition.
If I were in your shoes, I'd be scared, too.
Trudy Bauer. With Ted White in back of Bill, he shouldn't be afraid of anything.
Maybe yes, maybe no, Bertha. I would like to know, Willie, what the asset is.
Well, Selby Flats isn't Beverly Hills, you know, Papa. Ted thinks I should raise my standard of living.
Live like the Jones live, whether you got it or not, huh?
The only way to make money is to spend it, Papa Bauer.
That's one way of looking at it. If you are in business for yourself and you know what's coming in and going out, what you can make and what you can't make, yeah, maybe, and only maybe, your idea is all right, Bertha.
It seems to me that it's very important at this time for Bill to live up to his position.
Oh, but Bert, Bill would really be living beyond his means. And knowing Bill as I do, he'd be a very unhappy man.
Now, wait a minute. That's not exactly the point, Trudy. As I said a few minutes ago, if it weren't that Ted brought up the subject, told me how I could finance the deal, more or less encouraged the whole idea, I wouldn't even have given it a second thought.
Do you think for one minute that Ted would want you to go into anything that would be a risk? What reason would he have? After all, he's willing to let you have the money.
Yeah, and with very little interest. He told me he had the cash. He wasn't getting any more than 3%. He'd let me have it for 2.5%.
Why, Bill, why?
I don't know. Maybe he likes me a little more than I thought he did.
It isn't a question of liking at all. He has a great deal of faith in you. You must be doing a very fine job at the agency. He gave you the position. You're making good. And he wants to prove to himself and to the people at the agency, I rather imagine, that he knows how to pick the best men.
Oh, well, I don't think I'm that good, Bert.
That's the trouble with you. You don't think you're good at all. Everyone has more faith in you than you have in yourself.
Hmm. Well, what do you think, Papa?
I don't know, Willie. All as I've told you and Trudy and Meta. Don't buy nothing that you can't pay for.
Oh, Papa Bauer. You're too conservative. You can never get anywhere that way.
I guess I don't have to ask your opinion, Trudy.
Nope. I've already given it. I don't see where this has anything to do with your family at all, Bill. I think it's something that should be discussed between you and me. And I'm all for the idea. And I don't think there should be any question in your mind whatsoever. Suppose you make an appointment with Mr. Chambers for us to see the house tomorrow. Well, Bill?
I'll see.
Where are you going?
I think I could use a drink.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white washes without red hands.
Have you noticed a difference in your hands after using those no-rinse chemicals? Then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Just accept this challenge.
Change to Dove next wash day. Then inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Dove can promise this because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two modern detergents. That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Does everything. So for white washes without red hands, get Does today. Disregarding Ted's wishes, Meta attempts to make another appointment with Dr. Hewitt, child psychologist, in the next episode of The Guiding Light, with Leslie Woods and Joan Allison. Brought to you by the new Dove.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing for Procter & Gamble, the makers of the new Dove.